Chapter 58. Almost at once the Greavers had shut down completely. Their instruments sucked back through their blubbery skin, their lights turned off, their inside machines dead quiet. And that door. Thomas fell to the floor after being released by his captor's claws, and despite the pain of several lacerations across his back and shoulders, elation surged through him so strongly he didn't know how to react. He gasped, then laughed, then choked on a sob before laughing again. Chuck had scooted away from the Greavers, bumping into Teresa. She held him tightly, squeezing him in a fierce hug.
"You did it, Chuck," Teresa said. "We were so worried about the stupid code words, we didn't think to look around for something to push. The last word, the last piece of the puzzle."
Thomas laughed again, in disbelief that such a thing could be possible so soon after what they'd gone through.
"She's right, Chuck. You saved us, man. I told you we needed you."
Thomas scrambled to his feet and joined the other two in a group hug, almost delirious.
"Chuck's a shucking hero."
"What about the others?" Teresa said with a nod toward the Greaver hole.
Thomas felt his elation wither, and he stepped back and turned toward the hole. As if in answer to her question, someone fell through the black square. It was Min Ho, looking as if he'd been scratched or stabbed on 90% of his body.
"Min Ho!" Thomas shouted, filled with relief. "Are you okay? What about everybody else?"
Min Ho stumbled toward the curved wall of the tunnel, then leaned there, gulping big breaths.
"We lost a ton of people. It's a mess of blood up there. Then they all just shut down."
He paused, taking in a really deep breath and letting it go in a rush of air.
"You did it. I can't believe it actually worked."
Newt came through then, followed by Frypan, then Winston and others. Before long, 18 boys had joined Thomas and his friends in the tunnel, making a total of 21 gladers in all. Every last one of those who'd stayed behind and fought was covered in Greaver sludge and human blood, their clothes ripped to shreds.
"The rest?" Thomas asked, terrified of the answer.
"Half of us," Newt said, his voice weak.
"Dead."
No one said a word then. No one said a word for a very long time.
"You know what?" Min Ho said, standing up a little taller. "Half might have died, but half of us shucking lived. And nobody got stung, just like Thomas thought. We've got to get out of here."
Too many, Thomas thought. Too many by far. His joy dribbled away, turning into a deep mourning for the 20 people who lost their lives. Despite the alternative, despite knowing that if they hadn't tried to escape, all of them might have died, it still hurt, even though he hadn't known them very well. Such a display of death, how could it be considered a victory?
"Let's get out of here," Newt said. "Right now."
"Where do we go?" Min Ho asked.
Thomas pointed down the long tunnel.
"I heard a door open down that way."
He tried to push away the ache of it all, the horrors of the battle they'd just won, the losses. He pushed it away, knowing they were nowhere near safe yet.
"Well, let's go," Min Ho answered.
And the older boy turned and started walking up the tunnel without waiting for a response. Newt nodded, ushering the other gladers past him to follow. One by one they went until only he remained with Thomas and Teresa.
"I'll go last," Thomas said.
No one argued. Newt went, then Chuck, then Teresa, into the black tunnel. Even the flashlight seemed to get swallowed by the darkness. Thomas followed, not even bothering to look back at the dead Greavers.